I'm Caleb Sowers, and joining me today for a quick interview is the band Yam House. This up-and-coming rock and roll band is fairly new to the Minneapolis music scene and is based out of Hudson, Wisconsin. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today. Tell me a little bit about how the band first started.
We knew we wanted to do the band thing. We didn't know what it was going to look like. And we had a record label from our hometown start up, and they reached out to us. At the time, we didn't quite know what things were going to look like. Through kind of just having the opportunity to work with a really awesome producer named Mark Heimerman and the Hover Coalition just to kind of like supporting us and believing in us, we sort of just assembled the team together, and we met Jake through the music scene here in Minneapolis and asked him to quit everything and be in our band, and he did. That is how Yam House began.
Individually, what's your favorite song to play live from the album?
I would say my two favorite to play live are West Coast and Groovin'. I think just because they're so high energy, my favorite parts of the shows are to see people dancing, having a good time, and I feel like those are the two songs that emphasizes that the most. So those don't always stick out to me in live shows.
Yeah, for me, I always go back to Kingdom being my favorite song to perform. It's just a lot of different varieties and guitar parts and tones, and yeah, super, super fun. And the halftime breakdown at the end is always good for a good shred.
This is Zach. Mine is probably West Coast because it has that bass line that's pretty present in the song. And that song, like, as a whole, is super, super fun to play.
I would say lately I've really been enjoying playing Carry Me Home because it kind of just opens up and is really, like, we can play super intense and just rip it. I'll say Carry Me Home a lot. I love that one. I love playing that one.
Tell me some of the goals for the band.
I think the first step for us in this last year was just trying to kind of figure out who we are, what we do, and we're still trying to figure that out. I mean, that'll never end. We're writing more music now, and we're in the studio right now, and there's a lot to be decided and figured out. But, like, one of the things we really want to build into our thought process is, okay, how can we make a positive impact for people that we don't necessarily know, or, you know, just trying to educate ourselves and see if there's ways we can make a difference. Just build community and be reaching out to others and stuff.
You guys are currently working on some new music. What all goes into that creative process?
We don't know. We're just in the studio right now. Like, no idea is off the table, and we're trying to sort through as many different creative thoughts, and that's actually been so fun.
Yeah, I think there's no, like, right answer for it, which is refreshing. You know, so much is yet to be determined. There's so many songs yet to be written, even that don't exist at all yet, that could be really, really great for whatever the next release is, whether it's an album or an EP or a single. We're very open-handed at this point with what content is that actually gets shared next. We're in the middle of working out an exciting Christmas show somewhere this December. Fun to kind of plan some more shows. Booking is a strange phenomenon where the more you play, kind of the more you play, and slowly grooming and slowly kind of widening our circle of places we go and, you know, meeting more people. But Minneapolis is definitely home, and we're really excited to continue to show up and play often in this town and continue to just meet more people. And I'm really, really enjoying every show. Is just so unique and so different.
You guys do have a pretty full concert schedule. How do you keep things exciting, unique, and fresh for you guys, not only for the fans, on the night-to-night, show-to-show basis?
That's a great question. I think we're trying to figure that out more and more every time that we play shows, because that is the interesting thing about, especially when you write a album of music, you're playing a lot of the same songs every time you play the show, but you do want to maintain the fresh aspect of what you're doing as a band. So it doesn't seem like, oh, we've played these songs a million times and we're kind of bored. And that's not really the case. There's always so much to do every time you're playing the songs, with just perfecting them and trying to execute them really well. And the audience is always going to be so different when we're playing for new groups of people. It's a new venue every time. Sometimes it's outside, sometimes it's inside, especially in the summer. Yeah. You know, new groups of people. So just figuring out ways to make our set list most appropriate for the venue and for the group of people we're playing is something that keeps us on our toes a little bit. But then I think just, like, living really in the moment each show, that's our reward that we get to do as musicians and as artists, is at the end of a week of doing, you know, some of the business side of work in the band, to get to actually play a show and have fun and jump around and be able to connect with people. That keeps it really fresh for us right now.
Guys, thank you so much for your time. That was the band Yam House, who just released their debut album, Stargazer.